Tuesday, quarter after four, means we get to talk to one of our favorite guys, Coach Carmen Massarello of the Siena Saints. Coach, another delay, but just how are you doing? What's going on in the life of Coach Carm?
Oh, well, you know, we've been here before, so our guys are doing great. It's, you know, going to be all about our mindset coming out better than we went in. But myself, I tested positive, ended up having some symptoms, and it was, you know, it was tough for a couple days. It was, you know, backaches. Constant headaches, night sweats. You know, one morning I woke up, I felt like I had run a marathon, and I was drenched, and the sheets were drenched. I'd never been, you know, that sweaty in my life. But, you know, I feel better today. Every day has gotten better. And, you know, credit to my wife for dropping off food. I'm staying at my parents' house because we have an apartment above the garage where I can have a separate entrance. My dad turned 70 today. I can't even see him. I haven't seen them. Since we got back from our marriage trip on Sunday night, and you know, one of our guys wasn't feeling well, so I put myself in quarantine right away on that Monday, and so I get to see my wife and daughter and son through a window above our garage and scream out, and she drops off a coffee in the morning for me, and you know, sends her kisses, and that's about it. So that's been the toughest part, but you know, we're doing well. The guys are in a good spot. I had them on a Zoom this morning, making a lot of free throws, the guys that are able to, you know, but we don't have enough to play. We won't play again until I think, you know, the 20th, which is that weekend out in Niagara. But no, everything is good. You know, I had some congestion, but, you know, as you can tell, I sound like my chipper self, so it's great.
Coach, I know that you've been super cautious, maybe more cautious than anybody I know. Any idea where this came from, how you ended up contracting COVID?
No idea. You know, you hope everyone in the league is on an honor policy and testing the same way. And obviously, you know, you're playing games and, you know, do you touch a ball and not hand sanitize? But, you know, I try to do everything. You know, did somebody have it on our bus ride? One of our, you know, members of our tier one group and we got on the bus. We're all masked on our bus too. So, you know, it's tough, but you can't really worry about that, right? It's not something we can really pinpoint, but I think the guys are doing a great job staying the course and remaining upbeat, and you know, we'll get through it, and like I said, we've been here before, we know what we have to do, and we got to come out stronger, and we've been doing a lot of film work, and you know, we got 10 games in, and now we got you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to get our full 20 in, but with that being said, hopefully we can get, you know, 7 or 8 more games in and a series against Niagara out there. We got Quinnipiac at our place, I think at Iona, and maybe one game against Manhattan. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Canisius. But, you know, we'll just be thankful to play the games, and that's been our mindset all year.
Coach, is it going to be, hey, let's make sure we get those 12 games and get those under the way, and then the rest of it will work out?
I mean, well, whatever's ahead of us, whatever our schedule says, and, you know, when that opponent, you know, is ready to go, and whoever we're playing, we'll be ready to go. I'm not really looking down the road at anything. I know everyone's, you know, excited about being able to have the MAC tournament in Atlantic City, and we'll just continue to take it day by day and control what we can. And, you know, just the tough part for me right now is my daughter has her first gymnastics class.
Oh, no.
I can't be there.
That's awful. So how far do you feel like you're coming out of it right now, and the other players or the other tier one members that contracted, did they have the same symptoms you did?
No, everyone's different. You know, some guys just lost smell and taste. I still have my smell and taste, which is great because, you know, me, I'm Italian and I love to eat. So that's the only reason I work out. But, you know, other guys had, you know, continuous fevers and night sweats and chills for a couple days. You know, I think I had it for maybe, you know, 1 or 2 days. The tough thing is, right, you know, you want to monitor your system and
right.
Symptoms. But after coaching back-to-back games and working out, and I run 3 miles a day on game day, and so that's 6 miles, and then I still get a lift in. And so my head's pounding after we play back-to-backs on that,
yeah.
You know, Sunday night or on that ride home. And it takes me 2 full days to recover anyway without having to try to diagnose my symptoms.
Right.
So, you know, I think I had some symptoms around Wednesday of this week. And so, you know, if you got to do 10 days, you know, I let the health department, you know, handle that. And Greg Dash, who does a great job. But, you know, when it's all said and done, just you know, happy I feel well, and thankful to have a wife who's obviously, you know, abreast of all this stuff. You know, she probably reads too much stuff, but I was getting all sorts of different medicine from her, which was great. And obviously, you know, being able to at least see my daughter and son on FaceTime was, you know, always a blessing too.
Santa's Coach Carm with us right now on 104.5 The Team. And Coach, with everything we've heard about it, was it worse, better, about what you expected? If you were able to, if you were ever going to get it, is it pretty much what you thought it would be, or is it worse, or what?
Man, I never really anticipated what it would feel like. I never wanted to get it. We, like you said, we tried to do everything to stay safe, and you know, it's scary just because you know you're getting different pains that you've never had before. Like I was getting lower back pains and I was thinking, oh well, I just ran 3 miles and you know everything feels good, and now is it because I'm sleeping funny? But then I was getting, you know, some shooting pains in like the base of my skull, and then my head was pounding, and you know it wasn't fun for a couple days. You know, obviously, you know, it affects everybody differently, and they say if the, you know, you're in good shape, it, you know, it doesn't affect you as bad as people that aren't in good shape. But, you know, you don't want to have anyone get sick. And so you just think about all the older people that maybe have arthritis or trouble walking, or, you know, that you just, you know, you're scared for them. And you want everybody to kind of be able to feel safe and not have to worry about it, which I don't know if that'll ever be the case. You know, you don't know how this is going to affect and impact us, you know, years from now. You know, who knows?
Coach, let's get to some good news. Manny Camper nominated as one of 30 men's basketball candidates for the Senior Class Award. That's a pretty cool award.
Awesome award. You know, he's, like I said, you know, he just does a great job with, you know, being the true definition of a student athlete. He works tremendously hard in the classroom, and how he handles himself in the community and gives back. And you know, I'm just thankful he's on our team, and, you know, just somebody that we always want to kind of lift up because he does things the right way all the time, and even when no one's looking, and that's why we're so proud of Manny.
Got to be proud of the whole team. So, Coach, just so when do you get to leave the house? Do we know officially, or are you still waiting for – how does this work? I'm completely confused.
I'm still waiting to get contacted by the Department of Health. I think I am able to get out Friday or Saturday. I know a couple of the other guys that had it have already been contacted and given their kind of date they can report, kind of return to normal activities, or at least to, you know, coming back out of quarantine or isolation. So, you know, we'll wait to hear from them, but I think it's going to be around, you know, Friday, Saturday this coming week.
Coach, how do you plan for that? So now if you say, okay, we're good to go Saturday, is it sort of a step-up practice as you approach that series at Niagara next week, of stepping up your practice Saturday and then a little bit more on Sunday and so forth?
Well, we've got, you know, former positives that are able to still work. We got, I think, 5 guys that are, you know, in the gym being able to shoot free throws and do individual work and yoga and weightlifting, and then we'll wait on the other guys coming out of quarantine. And yeah, but I'll have a practice planned. And, you know, we haven't gone really more than 120 minutes any practice. You know, coming out of a quarantine or a pause, you know, we'll have, you know, probably 2 different group sessions where we'll go about 60 minutes each. So we'll have basically 120, but broken up. We'll have stretching. And then we'll make sure we're competing and just kind of getting back, going up and down. But my practices this year, on average, are probably around 75 minutes. And that's it. We do a lot more film in shorter doses. I schedule film days for one-on-one sessions with the coordinators of, you know, the offense and the defense and the specials, where these guys are, you know, bringing in their notebook and really being students of the game, trying to grow them that way, because we can't spend as much time on the court or in a locker room together. And then, you know, we do different days where they get in the pool to make sure they're recovering and things of that nature. So, you know, there's a plan for everything, and we make sure we're kind of crossing every T and dotting every I in that regard. I think that's the most important thing, is to be able to adapt and, you know, being able to play those back-to-backs. You want to make sure guys are fresh. And then, you know, thinking about just the wear and tear on their legs. I also don't want to have them really competing as hard as they will in a game against one another just to burn them out. I think we want to make sure we're being able to get through the whole season.
Coach Carm with us right now, 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio. Coach, my entire goal was to make fun of that you have more shoes than any woman I've ever met after watching what you're doing on Instagram, and you blow me out of the water with solid news.
Yeah, you know what, though? So that's how my wife knew I was feeling better, because I get the text like every morning when she wakes up with our son, you know, how are you? And then, you know, all of a sudden I'm putting some old school rap music with some J's I found in my closet here. And, you know, she knows I'm feeling better. So, but yeah, that made me feel good just to you know, kind of stroll down memory lane, right? Sneakers always tell a story. So you have different things you think about with each pair of sneakers. I'm sure, you know, if you got a favorite pair of sneakers you wore back in the day, you probably could tell a story about what happened when you were wearing them.
He was mocking you.
Yeah, no, well, I was, but
he was mocking you.
My shoe game was never close to yours. I had one of the first pairs of Reebok pumps, those bricks. Yeah. That's what I had.
Back from D. Brown winning the dunk contest.
Yeah. Like, yep. you could wear those things. If they pushed you off a boat, you go right to the bottom of the ocean. They were so heavy.
Well, in the first pair of Nike pumps Michael J. Fox had in Back to the Future.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Man, nice. You are such a sneakerhead, and we love it, man. Coach, we're hoping you just get better as fast as possible. Get to see your beautiful kids, your beautiful wife as soon as possible. And as always, look forward to you being back on the sideline there, getting the guys ready to go win some games.
Feel better, Coach. Good luck.
Appreciate you guys.
There he goes, Coach Carm, and I was not expecting that.
No, neither was I.